SEPA's board of directors recently met in Ketchikan and elected Joe Nelson as chair for a second year. Nelson said later this month the agency will start a lengthy project to rebuild the generators and install new turbines at the Tai'i Lake Hydro Plant near Wrangell.
When it goes back together, it's going to be like a brand new unit. It's going to take approximately 3 months. At the end of that time, we'll test it for a few days, make sure it's working fine, and then turn right around and take the second one down and do the very same thing with the second one. So by early fall, both units will be rebuilt. We'll have full capacity of them again, and we'll be in good shape for many years to come.
Nelson said that project will cost about $5 million, which SEPA already has set aside, so it will not have an impact on rates. Nelson was hopeful Petersburg would not have to use its diesel generators during the rebuild. That's unless the weather is extremely dry and the plant can't produce enough power with just one generator online at a time. Along with the plants at Tai'i Lake near Wrangell and Petersburg and Swan Lake near Ketchikan, SEPA also owns the newly completed electrical line that ties them together. That project cost over $100 million in mostly federal money. Since coming online late last year, according to Nelson, the Intertie has allowed Ketchikan to purchase the excess Tai'i plant power that's not already being used by Petersburg and Wrangell.
The unused capacity is nearly gone, and that's in the sense that we fully utilize the plant. That doesn't mean we're short of power or anything like that. It just means we fully utilize the plant, ship that power south, saved water in Swan Lake, which they needed.
Petersburg and Wrangell will need that power capacity again during the Tai'i generator rebuild, according to Nelson. At one point in the past several months, Nelson said the Tai'i plants provided about 40% of Ketchikan's entire power load. Since late last fall, Tai'i has provided Ketchikan with over 6,800 megawatt hours of electricity, and Nelson said that that community would have had to burn nearly 500,000 gallons of diesel fuel to produce that amount of power with backup generators.
Maybe even more significant to us up here is that just in last month's power bill, Ketchikan's bill, what they paid to SEPA was in excess of $700,000 for that month. Typically, it would have been more like $300,000, $350,000. So that is money into the SEPA pot, which we share. And so I think that is significant. To kind of put it in perspective, 2 months like that would pay our entire debt service for the year.
Nelson also reminded the council that Ketchikan will also be able to ship power to Petersburg and Wrangell when needed through the new Intertie. SEPA also appears to be doing well financially. Nelson said the organization now had nearly $8.7 million in reserves, which is $3 million more than anticipated. As a result, he said the agency would be giving a rebate back to the member communities this summer. Based on historic power sales, Petersburg will receive $185,000 of that, Wrangell will get $137,000, and Ketchikan will receive $395,000. SEPA is made up of the public utilities that own the two hydroelectric plants serving Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. It's the southeast-only version of the former Fordham Pool, which also used to include two south-central utilities. The organization restructured with just the southeast towns into SEPA in early 2009. SEPA is headquartered in Ketchikan with former Petersburg resident Dave Carlson as CEO. Nelson said the agency would be looking for some new staff, including an operations manager, noting that both Wrangell and Ketchikan each have employees who work at SEPA facilities. Mayor Al Dwyer emphasized that he wanted the agency to try and base some of the new hires in Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.